candela. Spice up and let me let you know. Cut them on the masala. You never love me for the dollar. Even though I give it up, you could let it easy and super mala. Cool and chef for the dollar. They ain't full of me, but no shaka to see chef for color. And let me tell you number one, but you cook. When you know my number, and that's sugar. And I will come in and I'm in my mood, Shako. Then I'm a baby, baby, love, we will Shako. Who should be? Do as a calendar, I never just do it. I put ya. What you see? If you don't want to be, you should do it with a ginger.
Bye. Way, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
President Hakainde Hichilema reaffirms his commitment to industrialization drive. Former CS spokesperson welcomes the new constituencies. In international news, Congo's Sassou Nguesso sworn in to fifth presidential term, and in sports, and Changa Rangers struggles deepened.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trasis. President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed his commitment to advancing the industrialization agenda, highlighting that the reopening of the Mulungushi textiles plant in Kabwe is a key component of this national strategy. He said this underscores his dedication to promoting economic growth, job creation and sustainable development through industrialization initiatives. The head of state emphasized that reviving the Zambia-China Mulungushi textiles facility is strategic for restoring Kawe's productivity and transforming it into one of the country's major tax hubs. The revival of the textile plant is a result of a collaborative investment partnership between the Zambia and Chinese governments. President Hichilema stated that the plant will not only create employment opportunities for local residents, but also support over 2,000 cotton farmers. Former Citizens First spokesperson Frank Sichone has welcomed the creation of Mukushi South constituency, describing it as a major step towards accelerating development in the area. Speaking in an interview with Par FM, Sichone expressed gratitude to the Electoral Commission of Zambia following its announcement of 17 new parliamentary constituencies across the country. He said that the delimitation exercise, which led to the division of the former Mukushi constituency, is long overdue and will enable more focused leadership and service delivery. Mr. Sichone noted that the creation of Mukushi South will enhance representation and make it easier to monitor and implement development projects. He added that the opening up of the area through improved governance structures will help bring meaningful change to local communities. The Citizens First candidate further stated that developing Mukushi has always been a priority for him and his party, pledging to work tirelessly to uplifting the living standards of residents. He also commended the ECZ for what he described as a successful and progressive delimitation process aimed at improving access to elected representatives. As the country heads towards the 2026 general election, Sichone called on residents of Mukushi to unite and work together in shaping the future of the new constituency. He urged stakeholders to collaborate on strategies that will drive development and appealed for public support in his bid to represent the area. Tiengi Member of Parliament Dr. Given Katutamwelwa has criticized the current trend of appointing ministers from within Parliament, describing it as a significant disparity that needs urgent